Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I want to welcome you to Monday's edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. I'm Dan Bach, and of course I've got my safety eclipse glasses ready to go and maybe experience this eclipse. Although, I did see it's supposed to be not good for viewing here in Jacksonville, so might be a dud in my neck of the woods. But nonetheless, today we got a lot of stuff to hit up on tonight in the industry. Our friends at Fantasy Draft, they are a great sponsor of this very show. And on Friday, they came and announced the structure for their live final for football, the first one that they've ever done. And I think this is a tremendous, tremendous setup that they've got in terms of payout and everything else. So kind of a throwback to the early days of live final. So that I'm kind of excited about. So we'll discuss that here in a moment. We've got a new number one ranked grinder here on RG. That's right. For, gosh, I don't know how long it's been. A long time, to say the very least. Sahil Sood had been the number one player, but some of his play has kind of dropped off recently, and someone else has now eclipsed him and taken over the throne of DFS number one ranked player, and we'll tell you who that is. And of course, we'll get you set for the Monday slate in baseball. It's kind of an ugly one tonight. Pitching is dreadful, to say the very least. But hey, an opportunity for you to win some money, cash games, GPP, satellites into things, I don't know, like the Carolina Million over there at Fantasy Draft. That doesn't sound like a bad idea. So let's get to it. Let's start with Fantasy Draft. Of course, they're a sponsor of this very show, so make sure you check them out if you haven't done so already. And always use the promo code Grinders, and you know, you get access to our premium content for 3 months, and then you're also going to be getting a deposit bonus and all sorts of good stuff. But Fantasy Draft, I'm really excited for them for football season, and you know, I've talked with Steve a good bit over the last, I don't know, say 6 months to a year. And, you know, he's always looking for feedback on what we can do. And one of the things I said is, you know what, I'd love to see a live final from you guys just because I feel like, you know, on FanDuel and DraftKings are tremendous events that they run. It's just very hard to qualify because you're talking like $10 million prize pools. So you're talking seat values worth an absolute ridiculous amount of money. And not only are they hard to qualify, but a lot of times the buy-ins can be expensive, like we've seen for, you know, baseball. I know DraftKings recently, the last week or so, had some cheaper ones, but they were right around like $700 to $900, it felt like, every single week. And your average player can't afford to do that. And Fantasy Draft has said, okay, well, we're going to look at a live final, and we're going to kind of put one on that if you qualify for, you're going to have a really solid payout. And it's called the Carolina Million. It's a $1 million prize pool, and it's going to be a live event for 12 people, which is interesting because we typically usually have seen lately for live finals upwards of, you know, 100 people, 125. It seems like 100 is like the minimum. And this being 12 people is, again, a real throwback to the early years of live finals when FanDuel was running these things out in Vegas. And you'd have, you know, 10 people. I think then it went up to 15, maybe 20. But this isn't, what I really like about this is you got 12 people competing for $1 million in prizes. So therefore, the payout structure of this championship is incredible, with $200K going to first, $175 to second, $150 to third, $125 to fourth, $100 to fifth, $75 to sixth, $50 to seventh, $35 to eighth, $30 to ninth, $25, $20, and $15. I think that is a tremendous payout structure in this live final. Nobody's going to be sad at walking away with $15,000 in this one. And outside of the 8th to 7th, where you go from 50 to 35, everything is, I think, a reasonable drop-off from one slot to the next. And I think that's the way it kind of should be. Spread the wealth a little bit. You know, just because you give away $1 million or $2 million. See, I thought one of the most ridiculous things we've ever seen was a first place prize over $1 million. Like, that's not a draw to anybody. Like, what was DraftKings gave $5 million away 2 years ago to A.E. Jones? And, you know, props to him. He won $5 million. That's amazing. But I just don't feel like the draw was that much greater. Like, $1 million is plenty. And it was just such a top-heavy kind of payout on that where, you know, your ticket value was, you know, $100,000+ in that one ticket value. And so few people are going to realize it. Where I think, you know, this is something that I'm really looking forward to here. And their first qualifier is in the lobby at $55. And, of course, they're going to be paying out tickets on top of that as well for future Carolina Million qualifiers. And 30 entry max per player on this one, which is nice. You know, it's not too little, but it's not too many, in my opinion. I think that's a really fair spot there. You know, if they could have easily gone higher on this with 2,000 plus entries. But I think 30 is a fair number here for people who want to do the multi-entry. But other people might not feel that far disadvantaged going up with 150 or 100 max entries. So good job by Fantasy Draft on this. So obviously the Carolina Millions, as you can tell by the name, is going to be out in North Carolina. You're going to have a live final weekend out there at the Ritz-Carlton, which if you never stayed at a Ritz-Carlton, you need to stay at a Ritz-Carlton. I stayed at a Ritz-Carlton once, I believe, and it was just the best experience I ever had. I mean, my name is Back. Everybody knows my name is Back because it's spelled Back, but it's pronounced Bach. But I called in, made my reservation. What's your name? Daniel Bach. And sure enough, you know, they take notes on everything that you do. So how you pronounce your name is one of those things. So it was kind of nice going to the front desk and they're like, oh, Mr. Bach, we've been waiting for you. I thought that was cool. And you get that level of service at Ritz-Carlton. So you're going to be there for an entire weekend. And then you're going to take in Vikings-Panthers live from the VIP luxury suite at Bank of America Stadium. So you get to sweat a game live in person. And believe me, I'm sure there will be red zone and whatnot in that as well. And then, of course, the afternoon games, you're going to go to another venue, have some drinks, and watch it come down to the final games where somebody's going to walk away with $200,000. And it's pretty incredible. So be on the lookout for that in the lobby. And on top of that, our friends at Fantasy Draft is doing $25,000 free roll this Saturday and Sunday for their preseason. That's right. They're doing 25K free roll for preseason. That's not bad. The top four finishers will win their share of $7,000 in fantasy cash, which is basically just as good as regular cash. You just use it to enter games over there on Fantasy Draft. And 5th through 12th, 50th will win tickets to week one NFL contest. So basically go in the lobby, click NFL, and I think it's under their preseason. You should be able to find it. We'll have a link up as well that we will put out there. But thanks so much to Fantasy Draft, and really excited to see what they do the rest of this football season. But the Carolina Million is great. And one game that I really like in the lobby too, if you click on the lobby and they've got their week one games up, is they have a Super Survivor where it's a $40,000 tournament, and it's a 5-week Survivor, so therefore 70% will advance each round. So you don't have to have the best lineup, you just don't want to have a bottom third lineup, and you'll do that for 5 weeks, and then at the end of, you know, that Survivor round, they will pay everybody out. The top 350 will get $40,000 in payout. First place is going to win $5,000 on that one, so only a $33 entry. So if you think, like, you know what, I can go five straight weeks and finish in this level, in this, you know, top 70%, well, give it a try, and I'm glad Fantasy Draft is doing this. Should be a fun, and I'll tell you what, bang for your buck contests, Survivors are always the best bang for your buck contest, because remember, you're buying that entry in once, and then you get to play it, if you're good, for five consecutive weeks. You don't have to rebuy each week. You're automatically entered in that round two, and then on top of that, what you also run into are the donkeys out there who qualify for round two, and then don't even set their lineups. And then, you know, it just makes it that much easier to make it to the next round. So I really like that Fantasy Draft is doing this. We've seen a few other sites do Survivors as well. And I think 5 weeks is good. I don't think you want to do a 16-week Survivor. Like, that's too long. You don't want it to go that long. But this is a little bit over a month, and I wouldn't be surprised if this one goes well. They continue to run them each and every week, or at least after, you know, week four or something like that, they start another one. So check that out. It is their Super Survivor $40,000 tournament, and I like the innovation happening at Fantasy Draft. Player block, 25 players you can block, because, you know, the big dogs are going to be going over to Fantasy Draft this football season because they're hearing about this rake-free head-to-head. They want a piece of it, but if you don't want to play them, then simple enough. You just put in their names and you can block them, so you don't have to worry about that, which is one thing that Fantasy Draft is offering to their customers and doing a really good job. So please, now's the time to make a deposit on there. You've heard me talk about them a ton. Do it today. Get involved and play some preseason. We'll have some preseason content for you. Of course, Seth has his marketplace column, and if there's ever a week to play preseason, this is it. Because this is the closest you will come to the regular season. Most teams and players, starters, will play an entire half today, this week. So not so much be looking at the crappers, more looking at the starters this week. So good week for Fantasy Draft to run this 25K free roll. All right, next thing I want to get to is the Roto Grinders rankings, where we've got a new number one, and Sahil Sood, who has been number one for like 2 years, 2.5 years, and this is overall rankings, okay? These are, you know, TPOY is one thing that does swing a good bit, and he was our TPOY champion a year ago. But Sahil has definitely had a drop-off. I don't know the circumstances around it. I don't know if he just ran cold. I don't know if he's more invested in time with RotoQL than he is playing. I don't know. But one thing I do know is Utico, I think that's how you say it, is our new Grinders number one ranked player. And the interesting thing is, you know, for the longest time, Sahil had just what looked like an insurmountable lead on our rankings. Like, nobody was going to catch him. You could look at it and be like, you know what? There's no chance anybody's going to catch up to him. And Utico accomplished that, and now we got a really tight race because we've got Awesome-O sitting there right at number three. He's leading the TPOY this year. And then Chipotle Attic, Papa Gates, not too far behind, definitely in striking distance. But huge congrats to Sahil for staying on top for as long as he did. And I had a chance to talk with Utico this past weekend at the FanDuel Final, and he admitted to me that he is running really, really well right now. Like, he has had a great baseball season. You know, we've seen some really high-stakes stuff over on DraftKings, and I see his name up there a whole lot. And he's having one heck of a year in DFS. So congrats to him on, you know, getting that number one. You know, very few people get that all-time number one ranked badge. You know, I'm curious at the number of people that have that. We'll have to ask our badge experts on that one. I guess maybe a 20, you know, because typically when somebody gets there, they stay there for a while and then somebody else will take over. So I don't think there's that many of them out there, but a really, really good player, and props to him. So we'll see how long he can hold on to the top spot. So there you go. Those are the couple of industry, you know, topics I wanted to touch up on here today. But let's get to baseball here for us on this. What do we got? Monday night, and it's not a good slate. I mean, that's the problem for us here is, you know, you look at this slate and starting pitching is just dreadful. The two best pitchers on the slate are facing each other, and there could be some potential of rain. So you add that to the mix, and it's just like an ugly, ugly slate. But we'll take you through it anyway. Again, we're going to go 7:05 games here. The weather concerns, we've got a little bit in Baltimore, a little bit out in Pittsburgh, and a lot potentially out in Chicago tonight. So we'll have to check in with Kevin Roth a little bit later in the day. But the way that I'm looking at pitching here tonight, and I think it somewhat depends on where you're playing, obviously on DraftKings here tonight. In fantasy draft, you've got two pitchers you need to use. And I feel like Gerrit Cole is a guy who he's a little bit frustrating. And I just feel like he's the best pitcher on the slate today. The problem is he's going against the best bats on the slate today. But from a K strikeout, from a K side of things, what you're really looking for over there on DraftKings, 9-7, 5-8, 4-10 are his last six games. So it's a pretty solid outcome there. The game total sitting at 8.5. And you look at the salary, 8-7 on him on DraftKings. Fantasy draft, he is underpriced as well over at 16-8. So I don't know if I'm playing him on FanDuel where, you know, the win is something that you really want. The quality start is something you really want. I'm more interested in strikeouts. And I feel like there are some, certainly, in this lineup here. Curtis Granderson coming over, you know, for Jock Peterson. There's probably an even swap there on the K side of things. But let me quickly see if we've got any BVP numbers here against him that might stand out or be terrible. Let's see. Pretty good numbers there in favor of Cole, as he's given up no home runs. Chase Utley, 3 doubles in 15 at-bats. Let's see, Yasiel Puig, 5-for-9, 2 doubles, that's not bad, but 3-for-11 for Adrian Gonzalez, so yeah, 0-for-6 for Grandal. So yeah, I'm going to go with Gerrit Cole at home on DraftKings and take the savings and kind of hold my breath along the way, but it's not, you know, the salary just makes it that much more easy to swallow, and I suppose you could take Alex Wood as well. I mean, this is a total of 8.5. That's one of the lowest out there on the slate today. You've got the Pirates at an implied run total of 3.73. The problem is at 12-1, I feel like that's just a premium price to pay for a guy who's only reached 20 fantasy points once in his last 5 starts. Now, that was his last start, but it did come against the pitiful White Sox offense, so I kind of take that somewhat with a grain of salt, but got 7 innings in, 6 hits, only allowed 1 earned run, but the K numbers have been really down here. Not a bad ballpark to pitch in. Not a super strong favorite today. Minus 161 Wood, and more of these Dodger pitchers have been like right around like minus 190 or 200 on the road, so I'm probably going to pass on Alex Wood here. I'm fine with him in some GPPs, but I don't think he makes for a great cash game play because I feel like, you know, you need a really big outing from him, like 30 fantasy points to make that work. And if you don't, you're in trouble because everybody else is going to have big bats because there's not like another big name starting pitcher to go with. So I'm looking for my SP2 today. And the thing that kind of pops off the page for me tonight is the Rangers with an implied run total under 4 today against Tyler Skaggs. And Skaggs, $6,700 is a really reasonable salary out there. And if you put him and Gerrit Cole together into a lineup, you're going to really be able to get some top flight bats. I mean, like literally every bat's going to be in the mid 4Ks or 5Ks, which I think is pretty nice. And typically that's kind of a scary proposition because that means you're fading some big pitching, but I don't see any other big pitching that you're really fading here. So I'm on Team Skaggs. I think he's a decent little pitcher here. You know, last start got 6 strikeouts for you, did pick up that loss against Washington, but had 19 the game before against Seattle. Had a start versus Texas where he went 5 innings, 6 strikeouts, 4 hits. That was way earlier this season, but he did have one. So I'm going to go the route of Skaggs right here and make him my SP2. My other alternatives could be, you know, I don't know what to make of Chris Stratton's last start. The guy had 10 strikeouts against Washington on the road. Like, that was a really big outlier, I think, of a performance there. But it's something to consider at 6,800 against Milwaukee. You know, great ballpark to pitch in. I probably would take a shot on him over Kyle Davies. I'm just not really interested in Kyle Davies at all. I don't think he's good. So I think there's some options there. And then Gesellman, Taijuan Walker, you know, these, I mean, maybe Taijuan Walker's a guy to look at. You've got maybe a little bit watered down lineup here from the Mets, with trading Granderson away. You know, Brandon Nimmo's leading off right now, potentially for them. I can't get behind Gesellman that much against this Arizona offense. I know they're terrible on the road, and maybe I should, because, you know, they couldn't put up big numbers there against Bartolo yesterday. I mean, man, they should have put up big numbers versus Bartolo, but it didn't happen. And I feel like Taijuan Walker, I'm pretty sure yesterday turned into a bullpen game because McFarland just gave up like 9 runs in the first inning. So I'm assuming they went deep into their bullpen. So they might give him a little bit more rope here. He's a guy that I don't love, but again, there's not a lot to love tonight. And, you know, against in this matchup, he's had, you know, 15 fantasy points or more in 3 of his last 5. Now, his last 2 were not good, but they were against Houston and Chicago. Like, you can kind of understand him having rough outings against 2 of the best hitting teams in baseball. San Francisco, St. Louis, Atlanta, and Atlanta, you know, 15, 22, 20, 14. I think he's in play today. I think he's an alternative. He's probably number 3 on my list tonight. I don't play Ubaldo Jimenez. Clevinger against the Red Sox, not going to go there. And Eduardo Rodriguez just doesn't look right. I mean, his last start was not good. He had that one good one versus the Yankees. But besides that, you're talking 1, 2, 3, 4 straight under, or 4 out of his other 5 under 16 fantasy points. So I think Cole on the cheap, pair him up with Taijuan Walker or Tyler Skaggs. That's probably what you're going to see in my lineups today. Probably not multi-entering too much today. I don't like these smaller slates. So, all right, let's get to the bats here tonight, and we'll kick things off at the catcher position, and we'll see where you're playing here tonight. I'm looking, you know, Beef Wellington Castillo, 3,400. Again, we don't need to find too many crappers today because I just don't think that we're really going to be paying up or paying down, because there's not really 2 starting pitchers that you need to pay up for today. So we're going to be giving you more names, I think, on the higher end than maybe we typically do on this podcast. So I think that Wellington Castillo against Smith is a guy to look at. Smith got bombed versus this Orioles team last time he faced them. Gave up 4 solo home runs. Trey Mancini had 2 of them. I think it was Adam Jones and Trumbo also had home runs. And I just don't think this guy's any good. Like, you know, I think that he throws, you know, he's not a strikeout guy. He's a soft thrower. A matchup here against this team that he's faced, who's been hitting the ball well anyway. I'm on team Baltimore for this matchup for sure. Now, Castillo, the problem you have with him is hits at the bottom of the order. So probably not playing him in cash today. But I think he's a fine GPP play. Buster Posey at 3,700 batting cleanup. That's probably your cash game option tonight looking at lineup order. I don't think there's going to be many other really great spots for starting catchers today hitting-wise. So if we can get him, he's under 4K on DraftKings. His salary on Fantasy Draft is at 7,200. We don't need to play him there because we don't need a catcher. 2,800 over there on FanDuel. Feels like a lock and load, so I'll probably take Buster Posey, just the best hitter at the position. And then your other option is going to be Tyler Flowers, a guy who's really played well this season and should be in the lineup, I think, assuming he got off yesterday, but maybe he didn't. But if he is in the lineup, he is one other name against Andrew Albers to look at. Righty-lefty matchup there against Albers, who I don't think is maybe even major league ready at this point in time. All right, let's move on to first base here tonight, and a number of places we can look here. We've got Freddie Freeman in that same matchup. Lefty on lefty isn't ideal, but it is Albers, who's a guy I'm not big, super fond of. So I think he's going to pop on some projection models today. I think Chris Davis, you know, at 4,500 is a guy to consider. He went yard yesterday. He's another guy who hits home runs in bunches, and I think we could easily see him, you know, kind of get back going again here at that price point against Smith, who, again, I'm just really going to probably stack up a lot of hitters against. We've got Eric Thames, 4.6. The interesting thing with him is potentially leading off, which is really nice in your cash games because, of course, that gives you the potential to kind of get that extra at-bat. And in cash games, you want to get as many at-bats as you can. Lineup order, I think, is infinitely more important there than it is for GPPs. So Eric Thames at 4,600 is certainly a guy that we can look at. You know, Paul Goldschmidt yesterday took the bagel against Bartolo. Brutal. Brutal when you pay that kind of money for a guy and he gets you nothing. So I think there could be some hesitancy to go back here, but he's a professional hitter. He's, you know, a top flight guy. He's 5.6 out there tonight at first base. I don't think a lot of people are going to be willing to pay that number, but, you know, if you can get Goldschmidt at low ownership, not a bad spot, of course. But yeah, you know, Cleveland, you know, you've got Encarnacion and Santana. Both these guys have been hitting the ball really well lately. Hard to kind of get a read on which one you want. Probably give a slight edge to Santana if you need to save 300, but I'm fine with either of them, but not core plays for me, and probably not looking anywhere in San Francisco, you know, Chicago and Minnesota. You know, I kind of bypassed Dylan G here. I just don't think he's good, but man, the White Sox are not in a good spot, especially if Moncada remains out. He missed the last couple of games, but I think weather is going to be a major issue there in Chicago. So probably pass on that spot more times than not here today. Okay, moving on to second base. Oh no, there's another Baltimore Oriole to talk about. Jonathan Scope here today. Like him a good bit. 3,300 over there on FanDuel. So really reasonable salary for him. And if I think Smith is going to get bombed, which I do, he's certainly a guy who's had a great, great season. But I think the spot to look today on some of these middle infielders is going to be Seattle. And I think that we've got Robinson Cano against Michael Fulte should be in a really good spot at a ballpark. Upgrade is tremendous for him. And Fulte's just been, you know, really weak against left-handers. You're looking at the second worst WOBA on the slate today over the last 2 years at 388, only behind Ubaldo. Unfortunately, Ubaldo doesn't face a ton of tough left-handed bats today. Same can't be said for Fulte. He's going to get a handful. And, you know, in that ballpark, I don't think it bodes particularly well for him. So I like Robinson Cano a bunch tonight. I probably like him even more than Scope for my cash games. I just, you know, everything kind of lines up. So, and playing both these guys potentially on fantasy draft, I think is fine because I think both are excellent, excellent options for us. But DraftKings, slight edge to Robinson Cano, but Jonathan Scope definitely works as well. Let's see if there's anything else. Is Drubal still cheap? He's also shortstop eligible, 3K against Taiwan Walker. I might be playing Walker, so I don't know how much Mets I'm going to have, but the Mets are perennially too underpriced on DK and fantasy draft. Yeah, I think we're just going to make it easy today. Pick those two guys and move on to third base. And it wouldn't be a Monday edition here on this Eclipse Day if I didn't talk about more Baltimore Orioles. Manny Machado, looking at him as a top flight option. That's the wonderful thing about cheap pitching, is you don't have to go dumpster diving for guys like Ryder Jones or Sean Rodriguez here tonight. So for me, Manny Machado is going to be a core play. 5-6 is a huge number, but he has been on fire. good numbers versus righties, 339 wOBA, 215 ISO, and he's a guy that I want exposure to today. Jake Lamb and Travis Shaw, a couple of other names to consider. Both these guys over 400 in the wOBAs versus right-handed pitching today. 280 for Shaw and 277. Man, like identical Shaw and Lamb are. So another couple of left-handed third basemen that that you can look for your lineups here today. I'm still going to give Machado the edge, but if you need to save, those guys are a little bit cheaper because Machado's in that 5K range today at third. All right, let's keep it rolling to shortstop here. And, you know, Corey Seager is probably the most talented player, but if I'm playing Gerrit Cole today, probably does not make a ton of sense to go ahead and roll him out there. And, you know, the one San Francisco bat that I love to use, and I always seem to get him right, is Brandon Crawford. Played him the other night and hit a home run. I just don't think Zach Davies is a big deal at all. So Brandon Crawford, don't mind him today, lefty-righty against Davies at just 3,100 if you need to pay down. Lindor, pretty elite numbers with the ISO over 200 and the wOBA 385, the highest out of anybody in the last 2 years against their handedness of pitcher today. So that's one thing you like to see, even better than Elvis Andrews, who's suddenly become a slugger. I don't quite get it. If you're not playing Skaggs, I suppose he's fine today, but 5K is a big number. And then Tim Beckham, you know, he's a guy who was pretty mediocre in Tampa, was a guy who was, number one draft pick, number one overall pick, and just never really amounted to much, but he's done well since he's gone over. He's scored runs in, five of the last six games that he started in, has hits in five of his last six, and yeah, hitting for some power, hitting at the top of that lineup. You know, he's 4,800 here today. You can't get all these Baltimore bats in. You're going to have to pick and choose. But he's really seen the ball well. So if you want to play the hot streak, he's the guy to go with. You're not doing it wrong, Marcus Semien versus Ubaldo. I haven't really been in love with a lot of the bats here with Oakland today, which is strange because Ubaldo is pretty much trash. But he's one guy to consider, you know, top of that lineup. I think fits for your cash games tonight. Okay, let's finish it off with our outfielders that we are looking at tonight. Obviously, Mike Trout, just, you know, on another planet. I don't think he's going to win the MVP this year, but probably should because he's the best player in baseball against Cole Hamels. Kind of interesting. Let's see if we got any BVP here for him or anyone else. Let's see. Pujols, 8 for 39, 3 home runs. Mike Trout, only 2 for 13. Hamels done pretty well against this team. I'm not using Cole Hamels today for the record, but he's done all right against them. But Trout, you know, you can pay up today. You can get him. Probably makes some sense to do so. We've got Chris Davis against Ubaldo. That feels like a really good spot for Chris Davis. Just seems like the type of pitcher he would be able to crush, but 7 at-bats, only 1 hit, 1 double, no home runs. Matt Olson has a home run against him. Josh Fagley, 4 for 7, if you're into the BVP against Ubaldo. But Davis, he's a guy who should be in a pretty good spot in that matchup. I think you can look a little bit to Arizona on FanDuel in particular. AJ Pollock, 3,100. David Peralta, 3,400. Those guys are way too cheap. So I like them today. And then Mookie Betts as a pay-up at 4K, 4,900 over on DraftKings. I think he really makes a top-flight option tonight. The hand in his stats will have Andrew McCutchen pop for us tonight because he's been pretty elite versus lefties, a 502 wOBA, 436 ISO. He gets Alex Wood, though, tonight, so that's the risk you run, is really good split stats, but against one of the better pitchers out there. So I'm probably not playing that one. I'd rather play a guy like Conforto against Taijuan Walker if you're not playing him tonight. 410 wOBA, 284 ISO, so excellent splits against handedness there. Thames, you can play him at outfield if you want to play Davis or somebody at first base, and he certainly fits the bill a good bit today. Benintendi's kind of interesting too. Lefty-righty against Clevinger. He's been on a tear, I feel like, over the last month or so. And yeah, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 of his last 13 games, the guy has a hit. And we know that he's got stolen base upside. He had a streak of, what, 5 games in 6 days where he had stolen bases. The guy does hit for some power, kind of brings it all to the table, but he's also one that, a guy who's really run cold from time to time. I don't mind him today. 4,400 on DraftKings on a day where we can pay up. 37 on FanDuel Fantasy Draft. We get him at 8,400. So I think he's a guy to look at. Talked about Trey Mancini's numbers, good numbers against Chris Smith. Couple of home runs already against him, and hasn't been great, though, his last 5 games. Looking here, he's, what, 0 for 3, 0 for 4, 0 for 4, 1 for 4, 0 for 4, 1 for 4, 0 for 3. So some risk in that one, but a pretty good matchup, and at least he's going to be going into that that matchup with some confidence. Same with Mark Trumbo, again, part of your Baltimore stacks tonight. Ben Gamel, there's another lefty for you against Fulton. By the way, I passed on Kyle Seager. He is a guy to consider. I like him on Fantasy Draft tonight in particular, where you can play multiple, you know, third basemen. So Kyle Seager over there at third base, great play today. Gamel against Fulton, yes, he's a lefty against Fulton. Ballpark upgrade definitely fits for me. All right, that's what I got for you. That's the rundown of who I am looking to play on this Monday, a shorter little slate for us, but big thanks to Fantasy Draft. Make sure you go, and don't forget to play that 25K free roll. We'll mention it throughout the week, but you might just head on over there and throw a lineup in so you don't forget, because even if you don't normally play preseason NFL, put a team in. Why not? Build it like a regular season team. It's week 3. Starters are going to play as much as anybody else this week, so get that in there. Get yourself some extra entries to play in week 1, and be sure to check out the Carolina Millions. I'm pumped for that. Thank you for the listen, the download. More announcements coming here in Roto Grinders this week that I'm excited about, so we should hopefully maybe even talk about that tomorrow. We'll see. But thanks so much, as always, for being a part of the community. I'll be back again tomorrow, same time, same place on the podcast. Till then, Dan Bach wishing you best of luck, and we will see you.